This is episode 1990 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity today. How are you doing? How is your hope journal coming along? If you are just joining us, you had a challenge in this week's series. I always share a full 7-part series that begins every single Sunday. And we end this on a Saturday. This happens to be for a Saturday's episode. So it's the final episode in our series on having hope in a crisis. And you had a challenge to keep a hope journal where you recorded what made you hopeful for each day. And I encourage you to keep this journal going throughout this pandemic. This can be a valuable tool for yourself and for others. In today's episode, you will be guided as you reflect back over your week. Doing a weekly or daily reflection is one of the best days to become a better person. When you reflect on what worked well for you throughout the week and what you might want to improve, you become aware of patterns and thoughts, and that awareness is critical because when you are aware of how you're spending your time, your energy, what you're thinking about, what you're consuming, you can do something to manage your reaction to stress and to how you live your life. I have been sharing with you in this series as well an inspirational person who has overcome extenuating circumstances in their life, and they remained hopeful, and they also became an inspiration for others precisely because of what they had gone through. So they used it to fuel them towards goodness rather than to spiral down into despair. You may be sitting there thinking about your new normal these days. Most of us have been in stay-at-home mode, where we're isolated many times from our loved ones, even our families. You might even be alone, or you might be with your family and loved ones, and we all need space. So I hope you are using your time in the morning and in the evening especially, and in the mid-afternoon if you could, to go to your sacred space. That was also a challenge for you this week, to create a sacred space. And you're allowing yourself that inner peace that's going to help you maintain your hope. Well, the person I've selected for you today isn't someone who has necessarily overcome some extenuating circumstance, although it's possible he may have in his own personal life overcome some great challenges, as we all have. But this is rather a person who inspired others consistently through thick and thin and created a nice normalcy. And that normalcy really helped people watching his show feel calm because he was so predictable. And this is how he inspired hope in others. Sometimes just showing up can be the best hope you give to others. So the person I am talking about is Fred McFeely Rogers. He had a show on American television called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. This show ran from 1968 to 2001. He died in 2003, and he was, among other things, as well as an actor, he was a musician, a puppeteer, a writer, a producer, and a Presbyterian minister. He was the creator, the showrunner, and the host of his preschool television series, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And many adults watched his show. You may or may not have grown up watching his show, depending on your age, but there is a movie that you can watch called Mr. Rogers that came out recently, and that might be something that you could do today, this weekend. You have a lot of movies recommended to you this week that you might take note of and watch. I've mentioned a movie in almost every episode that you could watch. So Mr. Rogers, what was it about his show that attracted viewers in hordes for so many years? It wasn't that he was spectacular or sensationalized or funny or any of the other reasons you might think that somebody would be attracted to watching a show. Well, this was a show for preschoolers, and it was so successful because every episode started off with Mr. Rogers coming in the door from outside, removing his jacket and putting on a sweater, hanging up his jacket, and then removing his outdoor shoes and tying up his indoor shoes. And then he would take us around and we would meet the familiar faces of the characters on the show. This was soothing. We knew what to expect. It was like greeting an old friend. It was kind of like when your grandfather, if you're lucky enough to have a grandfather or grandmother, when you go to their home, things usually don't change too much. There's usually the same sofa or recliner in the same spot in the living room. The dishes are the same dishes that maybe you ate on when you were younger, or even when your parents were younger. And this is what Mr. Rogers did. He simply showed up, and he was predictable and consistent. So that is what I encourage you to do with your hope journal and the other habits and patterns you create in your life as you navigate your way through the coronavirus. Now, your life may be anything but predictable, especially if you've lost a job, or you are sick from the virus, or someone you know is sick. So many reasons why you are living in the least predictable moment of your life. But that is what you might need most, those predictable patterns in your life. Psychologists say that when someone is really upset, instead of making them a cup of tea, let them make a cup of tea for themselves, or a cup of coffee, or whatever it is they're used to making day in and day out. It's through that rhythm that's already established in their life that kind of grounds them and brings them back to themselves, who they are. And this is the same with you. Regardless of what has happened to you, you are you. There's an eternal part of you, and this is the part you tap into when you meditate. So as you settle yourself down to meditate, reflect over your week and think about the times this week when you felt safe, you felt secure. Where were you Which part of the house were you in? Were you in your sacred space? Were you on your balcony or yard or garden? Were you with your family or loved ones or on a Zoom call? I have felt safe this week, personally, as I listened to an audiobook, The Hobbit. Now, I've seen the movie, but I've never read the book, and I thought about ordering the book to read, but I really like to go about my house, straightening things up, cleaning, organizing, and listen to an audiobook. It gives me a sense of order and peace. So I've been listening to The Hobbit, and it's a long listen. And I feel so safe and secure when I listen to their adventures and all they've gone through. And for you, think about what made you feel safe this week and do more of that throughout this coronavirus pandemic. Also, consider what made you feel frazzled and fearful and uncertain. What caused you to feel insecure? Was it someone? Was it checking the news too often? Avoid or do less of what it is that causes you uncertainty. You might not be able to let go of your fears if you've lost your job or you're sick or something else major is going on in your life. In that case, it's even more important for you to carve out what time you can to care for yourself, to feel calm and peaceful, even if that involves reaching out to others for support and help. You are not in this alone. We are all in this together. We all have each other's backs. So as you settle yourself down now to meditate, reflect on your highs and lows of this week. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations, you can enjoy those as always for 2 weeks free access to the SIP and OM meditation app. You are so worth slowing down for.